927 4CC, morning to Federal Member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd. You're in Canberra, Ken.
In Canberra, yeah. I'm here for another week, Ammo.
Hey, there's a lot of talk about vaccinations at the moment. On a state level, I did catch up with the Police Minister, Mark Ryan, earlier in the week, who's come out and said, look, the police are going to be out and about, particularly from the 17th of December onwards, because there are going to be venues that will have certain rules in place that if you haven't had the second jab, they don't want you in there. And the police will be actually making sure and checking all this out after the 17th of December. We've had vaccination centres pop up everywhere. Bunnings last week was quite successful. Pharmacies and chemists now. And of course, there's schools that are putting in pop-up vac centres. It seems to be working. More people are getting vaccinated. But now it's becoming the way where people aren't employing others unless they have been vaccinated. It's becoming company policy for some places.
Yes, well, actually, while you're talking about that, I just got a press release from Woolworths, and they have 170,000 people work across their 1,200 stores. They're going to have a cut-off, and if you're not vaxxed, well, you won't be able to work for Woolworths. So, look, I encourage everyone to go out there, and, you know, the evidence is mounting, Hammo, that if they have the two jabs, it will lessen the impact of COVID. Sure. if you get hit by it. Watching some stats last night, and they said that majority of people who are in hospitals with COVID, they're the ones who haven't been vaxxed. So you're going to be very restricted in where you can go and what you can do if you don't get vaxxed. So I'd urge everyone to think about it urgent. And if they can see the way clear, we'll go and get vaxxed, because it'll save you a lot of hassle. Down the track, I've been double vaxxed. I think you've been double vaxxed. Yep. But it's comforting to know that, you know, at my age, if I do get it, well, it's going to help me.
Do you see it as discrimination, Ken?
I don't see it as a discrimination. Look, all those diseases that, you know, smallpox, we all been vaccinated and we didn't question it then. Yep. And I'm not questioning it now. You know, I take medicines. I don't go into the nitty-gritty of what's in those medicines.
No.
But that's his job.
Well, that's right. A lot of people are saying that. Talk to your doctor. They're the health professionals. Listen to what they have to say. And, look, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. I mean, that's your choice.
Yep.
But
that's your choice.
Don't get upset when people say, I'm sorry, you can't come in here. Indonesia, there's some talks about getting workers over here for our farmers, because we can't get workers. And I know this is something we've spoken about quite a bit over the past few months, because I find it amazing we can't get workers when we've still got people that are unemployed and there's people rorting the system. And we know that does happen, but we're in talks with Indonesia to help our farmers.
For many years now, the Pacific Islands, Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, New Guinea, Indonesia, sorry, has put their hand up and saying they'd like to send workers over here. It's not any good for the Australian farmers. It's very good for those workers.
Yeah.
Some of them haven't got jobs in Indonesia, and if they have got jobs, they're on very low wages. So when they come out here, you know, they can make wages 10 times bigger than they get back home. It's really good for them, and it's good for our farmers to get the fruit off the ground.
Yeah.
Well, stop the fruit from going on the ground.
Well, that's right, like it did this year. So, no, that is good news. All right. Well, Ken, thanks for calling in again this morning. It is Bad Joke Friday. You always kick it off for us. You've got to give us a bad joke.
Okay, then. A bloke went to prison, and his cellmate said to him, you're in for a fair while, mate. And he said, yeah, I don't think I'll be here that long. He said, but the judge gave you 6 years. He said, yeah, but my wife will break me out of here. She's never let me finish the sentence yet.
Good on you, Ken.
Okay.
It's
only a joke.
It is only a joke, everybody. Yeah. Come and take it on the chin. We're Aussies. Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Thanks, mate.